Hi guys, thanks for checking out Northern Transmissions. I recently chatted via the miracle of technology of sound with Devin Williams from Los Angeles. We chatted about his latest record, Euphoria, and some other interesting topics.
Here, I wanted to ask you about the Euphoria record. It's a bit more, seems to be a bit more layered and jangly, need I say, pop a little bit than your last record. Was that a conscious decision going into the recording sessions?
I think I thought the whole time that they were really similar. I felt like it was just like maybe an extension of that record, but then the more, like, I worked on it for so long, and I think I like obsessed over it so long, and I think it just became more dense, which I appreciate, and I'm glad, and it maybe taught me that I should take longer to work on music than I normally do. And in retrospect, now I think, whereas before I thought that Carefree maybe was like a pretty okay album, now I just don't find it listenable. Because this more layered, dense thing is, I think that like speaks more to me. And I think that there will be more for me to revisit over the years.
was the track Your Sympathy, of course, from Devin Williams off his 2011 Euphoria record, which is available on Slumberland Records. We chatted a bit about Devin's personal life, whether it crosses over into his music or not, as well as working with different producers and engineers.
I don't really equate my music with, like, the kind of attitude that I have in life in general, the guys in the band, and I think we all get along well because we are, like, a little bit loose in spirit, and our attitudes are a little, like, hey, whatever. And that's not because we don't care, but I think it's because we have to have, like, this sense of humor to, like, deal, you know? So I think that's how we are come together now. And so, and that reflects in, like, the shows. So when we play shows now, I mean, there's no way we're going to make the record sound, the live show sound like how the record sounds. I mean, we definitely try to, but we don't, we're not, like, holding ourselves so close to that. And so with that, everything's a little bit more loose, and it may seem a little silly, but I like really separated the two at some point, and I think that's probably like causes me grief sometimes, because I think the music on the record is as close as I could get it to how I want it to sound, and it's like kind of a lot of work and like a serious thing for me. So there's nothing really that I take lightly about it. But sometimes I think that this other attitude that I or we have maybe diminishes or takes away from that, the seriousness of the music. I've always worked with someone that's recorded me, and actually this time is the first time that I did most of it myself. But Dave Carswell, he is responsible for like the sound of the record. Like, I record a lot of it at home or like at my friend Carlos's studio, who like Carlos also really did a crazy amount of editing and like work with me. And but most of the tracking and mixing stuff was something that Dave did, and I think he did a really good job. But there were things that I would do differently, but I definitely would do stuff. I would definitely do the next record with him.
Cheap.
And that's the latest track, Revelations, from Devin Williams. If you want any further information about Devin Williams, you can go to his MySpace or check out slumberlandrecords.com. If you want any information about Northern Transmissions, www.northerntransmissions.com, or you can follow us on Twitter at Northern Trans. Next, we chatted a bit about the music industry, as well as if a record can be good from start to finish.
I worked at a record store for a number of years, so that's like my real experience with like the record industry is like working at that record store. That was like a really good time for me to see that, because that was when like that's when blogs really started to like influence the record industry, and like where bands like Beirut would get really big, and then for, you know, just based off like a blog post. And then I kind of just stopped being a part, like, I kind of maybe don't really know what's relevant, I think. And I maybe think that no one really does, because people keep going to the same sources to like, figure out what music is good and popular, and I, you know what I mean? I don't really know how, I'm not really sure how people find new music, and maybe that's why I don't really enjoy new music, because I don't really trust the internet world. I don't remember a record that I thought was like a great record all the way through. I mean, there are records, you know, but we have the luxury of like choosing those records over like a span of like 5 decades. I don't know if I could name 2 in the past 5 years that are great records all the way through.
Was the track Suffer, of course, from Devin Williams. We chatted also about being signed at such a young age, just out of high school, as a matter of fact, as well as how he's evolved as a songwriter.
I don't know. I don't think it was anything other than just a lot of absorption of other music. I just like always listening to music and always like, you know, always looking for a different feeling that music gives you. I think that just opened me up to a lot of different feelings and musical realms. I was thinking about this earlier also, is that the reason I enjoy writing so much is because it's like something I do by myself, and I'm not interested in doing it with anybody else. Things don't really move as fast as we think that they do in Storyville. So that was something that like happened, and it took a long time to actually sign anything, and it only like actually like really officially happened when I was out of high school. And so it's just one of the things where you like talk about it for so long and then it's finally like, yeah, that happened. And it was still really cool, but after like when it finally happened, it was just like I was also going to school and trying to like finish that record. So it was good. It was fun to have that outlet. It was a unique experience.
Abel, I don't want to push you away, but it's happening now. I don't need you at all. Call back your memory, for it's nothing for you to hold on to. Welding your eyes, the spell I was under, I don't withhold into your ember.
I was trying to talk about how I like kept kept my friends really close. And I think I felt like I had 5 really close friends, because at the time I really did. But now I don't feel that way. Well, maybe I do. I think I have a few friends that I really just really trust, and everything else is just I don't trust.
Thanks again for listening to Northern Transmissions, and that is a wrap. I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Devin Williams. Make sure to check him out as he's on tour as we speak. Go to his MySpace or Slumberland Records for tour dates. He's on the road with Tennis. Thanks to Spencer, the man with a plan, Carson, for doing a great job as usual and making me sound half human. And if you want to email the show, send an email to on the website. It's northerntransmissions.com, or follow us on Twitter, Northern Trans. We will catch you on the flip side.